Debugging ESP32 CAM SRAM issues with VS Code. Read the article below if you want to program your ESP32 CAM using Espressif's ESP32 camera driver and debug your ESP32 CAM's PSRAM. Introduction. If you search the net, you may see dozens of pages pointing to an ESP32 CAM PSRAM red error or failure. It may read as E332 PSRAM, PSRAM ID red error, 0XF4, or have various forms. Several websites have included different fixes. Some work, some don't. It may involve going through several options in Arduino ID and or printing out various PSRAM parameters. Why it's hard to debug ESP32 CAM's PSRAM failure. One of the reasons why it's hard to debug this kind of failure is that most users are using the Arduino IDE to verify or fix the problem. The Arduino IDE is just a wrapper for the original ESP IDF core. In reality, Arduino simplifies the use of the ESP IDF core so that the user can get his or her code running quickly. This method can make programming for the ESP32 plain and simple for the user. Additionally, you may not be able to recompile some core components of the ESP IDF library in Arduino IDE. That said, you may miss out on several optimizations or detailed debug messages found only when using the ESP IDF core directly. Such optimizations as using the HIMM API to access greater than the 4 MB area of your PSRAM. This optimization cannot be done on the Arduino IDE. Additionally, the debug messages may be more detailed when using ESP IDF. Most importantly, if needed, you can recompile parts of the core library. Regarding PSRAM vendors, Espressif has already expressed that they will only support certain vendors. Espressif themselves have their own. They have the ESP PSRAM 64H, for example, and 8 MB PSRAM. Program and debug your ESP32 CAM using VS Code. To have a more detailed and flexible debugging session, why not learn how to program your ESP32CM in VS Code? Moreover, learn how to install Espressif's ESP32 camera driver as a component in your ESP32 project. After that, learn to configure your project to utilize your PSRAM more effectively to verify your issue. Before continuing, you may want to check out these relevant blogs. Get started to code in ESP IDF using Visual Studio Code. Run your first ESP32 program in Visual Studio Code. Create a new project in VS Code ESP IDF. It all starts with creating a new project in VS Code with the ESP IDF framework and then adding an ESP IDF component. Below is a simple video walkthrough. Download the ESP camera driver. There exists an ESP32 camera driver from Espressif that you can easily add to your ESP32-based projects. Simply add a component folder to your project's folder and then place this driver inside this. It's as easy as that. See below. Copy an example camera code to your project's main file. The ESP32 camera driver has an example code that uses your ESP32 camera's frame buffer to capture an image and simply show the image's file size. With this, you'll already have accessed your PSRAM. This is good for testing verification purposes. Choose the AI Thinker CAM configuration for this code. Configure your project to use your PSRAM. In ESP IDF, you must configure your project to match your preferred peripheral settings. This includes your ESP32 CAM and PSRAM. Set your SPI flash and PSRAM clock access to 80 MHz. Next, choose a PSRAM size. It's at this point where you can choose to initialize and test your PSRAM before starting your application. You will find out if your PSRAM has problems immediately here. You can optionally set your program in panic mode and restart if it does not detect a good PSRAM. Build, flash, and monitor your ESP32 CAM project. Build and flash the code to your ESP32 camera. Below, you'll see a good and a bad uninstalled PSRAM demo run. If it's a good PSRAM and the project continues, you should see the file size of the picture you've taken. Build, flash, good PSRAM output monitor, bad PSRAM output monitor. After finding out you have an unsupported SRAM, What next? It can be that the vendor ID is being rejected by the framework. Espressif seems to have locked the use of PSRAM to only a list they prefer. With this, they check the vendor ID when they initialize the PSRAM. If the vendor ID is not what they prefer, they can reject that PSRAM. A possible solution to this problem is to patch the code related to the ESP PaysRAM Impel Quad C file. This file can be found in your IDF underscore SRAM directory. Modify code so that the vendor ID and other read ID checks can be bypassed. Finally, recompile the code. Conclusion. The Arduino IDE is a convenient way of programming your ESP32 camera. However, you may miss out on several optimizations and verification procedures. With this, it's a good idea to learn how to program your ESP32 camera through VS Code using the ESP camera driver from Espressif. If you learn this, you'll have an easier time debugging your ESP32 camera PSRAM issues. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables, and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled Debugging ESP32 CAM SRAM Issues with VS Code. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.